There you go.
All right. Ooh, the moon is big.
The moon is big. Put your pants back on.
The moon is in the seventh.
Yeah, looks good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Welcome to the Plantoons Podcast. I'm Dominic.
And I'm Anita.
And we're the creators of Plantoons, a family's Disney trip planning from the second dimension, where we do podcasts and occasionally make cartoons out of the funny bits. Laughing at funny bits. You're going dirty with that.
This is different than naughty bits.
Totally different.
You don't make cartoons out of this.
No, you don't. Get arrested. You can find our stuff on Plantoons.com, on YouTube if you search WDW Plantoons, and on any podcast app. Don't use Stitcher because then you can't see the cartoons. So we came back from a trip, and you did something very incredible, and we keep on trying to talk about it, but it hasn't been working.
We can't talk about that. You can't animate that.
No.
You gotta put warnings on that stuff.
Yeah. Does YouTube have an explicit box? I'm not sure.
But I do.
So, whoa! Oh my goodness.
Woo!
Yeah, I thought you were kind of a hero. I thought you were kind of like Wonder Woman. And the more and more I thought about it, as the time has gone by, I realized you're not a hero at all at the end of the story.
No, I'm a stealer of dreams. Yeah. I am.
You are the Harvey Dent.
I am.
Of this story. You are.
A little bit.
You've lived long enough to become the villain.
Yes.
You didn't die the hero. You,
no.
Your hatred for a certain type of tourist while in Disney is practically legendary. You got to talk about it a little bit with Zeke and Rachel on Behind the Magic. And you were talking about not stroller people.
No.
Not people who wear ponchos.
No.
You have a great hatred for the excuse me people.
Yes.
Why don't you just sum up an excuse me person?
An excuse me person are the people that push their way through the line to meet up with their family members that have secured them a spot in the front. So they push their way through, excusing themselves the whole way. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. All the way through a 60-minute wait to get to the front of the line in less than a minute.
Gotcha. So you have a long line.
Yes.
What you're supposed to do is wait in that line and get to the front.
Yes.
As you're waiting in line, even if the queue is very nicely themed, you're not having the chance to eat, have fun on other rides.
No.
But these people take advantage of that. They send a scout.
Yes.
They're going to be the line waiter. And then everybody else gets to have a good old time doing everything else for the next 80 minutes. And then when time has come and that scout is up at the front, they call them back. And then a
horde
of people push themselves through the queue to meet up with their one placeholder person.
Yes.
You hate these people.
Yes, I do.
You have furious anger.
There's much hate in me.
There's much hate in you.
There's much hate in me.
Now,
it drives me nuts, basically, because the little girl in front of me, who's 3 years old, has the ability and patience to be in line for that long to see her dream of seeing, let's just say, Belle in her house. And yet, these horrible people
think they're above the line.
There's black in their soul.
They're just,
it's rotten.
Okay, now you've done several things. I mean, you've done the linking arms together with other moms.
Oh my goodness. Yes. After like the second one,
you've been
you
that
start
person
to get annoyed.
Who yells at the excuse me person, be like, wait your turn.
Oh.
You have fought the excuse me person.
And
you are a person you're a person that if someone steps out of line or is you've gotten separated, you will let other people in front until that person in the back catches up to you.
Sure.
As it should be.
As it should be. Because, you know, they're like an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
You wait for them.
You don't say, excuse me, and push through people like animals.
No.
Anyway.
No, we're civilized here.
That's right.
What, you're Tarzan swinging over the line? What the heck?
All right. So we're on a trip, and fast passes were at a premium, and the mine train had its typical, like, way too long a wait.
Yeah.
And we were traveling with a person who hadn't done the mind trip.
Yeah, who had never seen it before. And we had nothing pressing to do.
We had nothing better to do.
No. And the queue has so many fun things. Yeah. Once you get in there. I mean, for the first time person.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she had never seen any of the things and done any of the spinning of the stuff.
So despite us having seen it, not having fast passes, and not even having children that might actually enjoy this ride, we decided to actually stay in an 80-minute queue, which for us is like, it's unheard of.
Yeah, it's a non-thing.
We are 20 minutes or just wait until it becomes a 20-minute line.
Right.
So, yeah, there you are. You've decided, hey, this person, actually, it's not even fair because the last time this person we were traveling with was there, they were running the mine train with the test dummies. It's like, about to open. Like,
yeah, it was a shame.
Stay tuned because tomorrow, when you're not here, is the grand opening of, and she missed it. So,
it was sad. And she told, I mean, she loves it. She loves Disney. She likes to do all the fun stuff. And,
And
I didn't want to take it away from her. So we're definitely staying in this line so that she can see it.
Yeah. I mean, she had that, we don't have to stay if you don't want to. And
we're going to do it.
Look, we've been raised with the guilt. We know what that really means.
We know exactly what that means.
That means we're waiting in line.
So we're waiting in line, but, you know, we have the things that we do in line to make things fun. Like we play games, we joke around, all sorts of stuff. So I wasn't worried at all. And
within 5 minutes.
Not even.
There was four.
The first.
Four.
Okay, yeah.
Four excuse me people. Not four excuse me people in one party. Four separate groups of excuse me people.
Four separate groups of excuse me people.
We're 80-minute queue, and you're just watching them travel all the way through, just excusing me themselves all the way through the line.
All the way up.
By one, you shot me a look like, are you kidding me? By two, you had balled up fists. By three, you were trying to find other moms to lock arms with because the next person was going through.
And I found two. like, easily.
Yeah. Because it just angers everybody around.
By it just
four,
ruined your time. Yeah.
Our person we were traveling with realized that this wasn't going to last for 80 minutes. She couldn't possibly deal with you dealing with them for the next...
Not going to happen.
You know, like over an hour.
No.
So you basically said, I'm done, and walked right out of the queue. Like, I'm not doing this.
No.
Because they just angered you so much.
I stomped.
Now, had it been left alone, that's fine. But, you know, you just stepped away from the problem. You're mad. So you decided to finally say something to somebody who might have the power to do something.
I've never done with the excuse me people. I just kind of let it go. You know, that I'm not going to let them ruin our fun. And most of the time, I'm with kids.
Right.
So you don't need to see the angry side of my Disney sign. Like, that's not okay.
This time,
so I just swallow it.
Yeah. This time you went up to a cast member.
This time, up
to the head gatekeeper.
It was absolutely eating away at me, and I went bananas. So she was very kind. Yeah. She was also very young.
Meanwhile, me and the person that we were traveling with were just like hiding because we knew you were going like you're going nuclear. You're going turbo.
Full head on crazy. You know when you black out a little?
Yeah.
When you're in the middle of a rant and can't really remember what you said?
Yeah. So
that's kind of where I was at.
Yeah. Tirading to this poor high school student who was in the front when the kid...
Who was probably an exchange student from who the hell knows where. And, oh, goodness, she was so scared. You could see the fear in her eyes.
So here's where you were very heroic. You decided to step away from the situation that was making you angry. You complained to a pseudo-authority figure who may or may not be able to do anything about it. She said she cannot do anything about it because the customer is always right.
Woo! That's where she lost me.
Yeah, the person who is excusing me and budging themselves in front of line, if she were to confront that person, she's actually not allowed to do so.
No.
Because they are always right.
They're always right. And that's where I lost it because I was like, wait a minute. I'm a customer who was following rules.
But yes.
Every other amusement park in the world has a very, very strict policy of not budging in line.
Yes.
And you can't tell me that at Disney World, these rights are not okay, you know, whatever. Or, you know, they can do whatever they want.
They're all, yes, there's rules, but apparently not very enforced.
But not for anyone that would need them enforced.
This is where you turn full Harvey Dent, though, because...
Well,
this is when you became This is very Punisher-esque. This is, you saw evil.
I did.
And instead of bringing evil to justice, which you tried.
Well, I did. I tried very hard at the beginning, and then she wouldn't budge.
You
so.
You fought evil on the same terms as evil. You became what you hate. Because in order to placate you and...
Yeah, she just didn't want to hear me anymore.
Yeah, you weren't really an excuse me person. You were just the angry person.
Yeah, the angry... Yeah.
And in order to placate...
But I had a good argument. I said, listen, if they can't stand line, like the three-year-old whose dream was to be in Belle's house...
Frank Castle also has a good argument. These thugs murdered his family. So he's going to murder them. Two-Face blew up his girlfriend, depending on what version you want to go by. Right. And, he just takes it out on the criminal world.
Right. He didn't mean to do it,
He becomes the bad guy.
Yeah.
So in order to calm you down, she gave you fast passes to get to the head of the line.
And
you became the very thing you hate.
Yeah, as much as I... despise the fact that I got in front of that mythical three-year-old that was waiting in line.
So here she gives you the tickets, and there you go, looking at all those people waiting in line as you go ahead.
So I went ahead in the line. So I felt bad, but on the other hand, I followed the rules.
Victory was yours.
I talked to the person.
Mm-hmm.
I had a real fast pass.
Yes.
I didn't excuse me to the front of the line.
No.
No.
You complained yourself to the front of the line.
I complained myself. It's even worse.
Instead of politely saying excuse me, you went into a tirade until you got a fast pass.
Well, I didn't wreck anybody else's fun. Not confrontationally.
No.
You know, I didn't push them out of the way so that I could be there, but I did it. I followed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I saw injustice. I went to bat for my friend who had not seen the ride. And here's where the wheels fall off the bus completely.
When you were walking down the fast pass with both middle fingers up. No. Doing the DX chop at your crotch.
That's exactly what I did.
That's when I think you stop becoming a good sport about it all.
No, I did not do any of those things.
The cartwheels on the way down.
Hey, it was impressive, those backflips.
Yeah.
So, no, the part where I was like, I felt really crappy about it was when she's like, okay, how about if I give you some fast passes? I was like, well, that would be nice. In my head, I'm thinking that's... exactly not the thing that would help, but whatever, all right.
It totally helped.
It totally helped because we got to go on the ride. But then she's like, how many are in your party? And I said, 3. And she looks at us.
And she sees a bunch of old geezers. She sees a bunch of middle-aged people.
And meanwhile, I talked about the three-year-old in line.
Yes. You're lobbying on behalf of all the little children that the excuse me people are pushing themselves through. And then she's like, I'll placate you and your children. And you're like, I actually didn't come with children.
I don't have any kids.
Came with a bunch of 40-year-olds. Yeah.
But she hasn't seen it. And she hasn't experienced the magic.
This 36-year-old hasn't experienced the joy that is the Seven Dwarfs mind train.
I felt so bad. Oh. But still went on the ride. And went through in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which was really kind of cool.
Which was really kind of
wonderful. But, you can't.
Oh, you've become the very thing you hate.
Yeah. I guess it wasn't so much as a cape.
No, it's definitely a skull t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little skull t-shirt on.
That is one.
That'll be my next tattoo. I'll get a Punisher tattoo.
Well done, dear.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bravo. Slow clap for you.
Yeah, right.
You showed them.
I win. Suck it, 2-year-old.